Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A word of warning today from health officials with COVID, the flu, and R cases all rising as we get together for the holidays.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us from Lower Manhattan. Steve, you heard from some health experts today. What are they mostly concerned about?
Well, for the first time in I don't know how long, COVID was not the main topic of a health-related news conference. They did spend some time on it. Hospitalizations are going up slightly. They really want more people to get the new vaccine. But the big topic really seemed to be the flu. Flu cases are just through the roof in New York compared to past years. RSV cases on the rise as well in kids. And the message is, you know, no need to panic, no need to cancel your plans, but just put your guard back up a little bit. Go back to basics in terms of washing your hands, staying home when you're sick. Governor Hochul recommended taking a COVID test if you are planning on visiting someone who might be vulnerable. All the precautions we've been talking about for a while, they are all still in place in terms of ventilators being stockpiled, tests being stockpiled. Hospitals are still able to move their staff around if they need to. The governor said we are not there yet, but some of these numbers are still pretty extraordinary.
Steve, any theories as to why we're seeing such a big jump in flu and RSV cases compared to past years?
It's interesting. The theory we heard from the outgoing health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, it's just that kids have, you know, been cooped up for a while. The last few years, we kept them home from school. We kept them away from other kids and adults, and their immune systems just weren't built up. Those defenses weren't built up in a way that they would have been in a more normal time. So that could be part of the reason we are seeing these flu and RSV numbers that are even higher than they were before the pandemic. As far as RSV goes, we're told hospitals are handling the surge, but a bit of a warning that we heard from the pediatrician here: don't just immediately head to the ER if an RSV case does pop up. They want to make sure space is available for more severe cases. For example, if your child is getting dehydrated or is having trouble breathing, that's when you might want to look at going to the hospital.
You also heard from Governor Hochul on the MTA's proposed fare increase next year, which would go against the promise she had made last year to keep fares frozen. Why is the governor backtracking?
Yeah, the governor basically blamed the economic headwinds here, a pretty dire economic forecast as to why she pretty much had to break that promise she made to MTA riders. Last year, she had said no fare increases through 2024. But last week, the MTA proposed a 5.5% fare hike for next year. Now, the governor's not making any promises on that fare, but she does say she's committing to finding more money for the MTA as it tries to dig out of this massive budget gap because riders are just not returning to the system. Whether that ends up being enough money to perhaps cancel this fare increase, we'll have to wait and see.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS's Steve Burns in Lower Manhattan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.